Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Closed broadcast location. One voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joined now by Ryder. Well, he's the writer at a website, this biggest website of its type on the planet. And he's the biggest writer at that website, which makes him the most read writer in the gun culture on the planet. That's pretty impressive. I don't even know if he has a business card that says that. From beautiful downtown.
I hope it's true.
Huh?
I hope it's true.
Well, Freddie Real says it is. I'm just echoing what he says. Joining me again is writer Dean Weingarten. I think if Freddie, I mean, if what he did with his rankings is right up there with Miraculous. And when you're, I mean, let's face it, you are the most prolific writer they got. I mean, I'm looking right now at the last four articles you had, and these were all published between the 17th and 18th. I don't know when you wrote them. They've probably been in the logjam or the bottleneck or whatever.
They've been in the works, but I have been fairly busy lately. We've had a lot to write about.
Well, let's kick off with something then, shall we? Let's start off with this hybrid 9mm pistol in Australia. Can't stop the signal. Did you get that from me? Did I say that and you used it? I hope you did.
I might have. I just don't remember exactly because I remember that phrase being around, you know. So
this
is particularly interesting to me because I traveled extensively through Australia over about a 9-month period, and it was disheartening to see how readily the people took to having their ability to have guns severely restricted. And they went from a what I would call a moderate gun control scheme to one of the most restrictive gun control schemes on the planet. It's very, it's a time-consuming and moderately expensive process to get a gun in Australia. You can generally do it, but you have to prove that you have a need to have a gun, which is what the Supreme Court just ruled that New York was not allowed to do, at least in terms of carrying guns, because we have the Second Amendment. You don't have to prove that you need it. You just have to want it. And then you're not allowed. The Second Amendment says that you have the right to have it, and the government can't stop you. Now, in Australia, it's exactly the opposite. They went to this, no, you have to show us that you have a need that we approve of, in order to have a gun, and then we'll decide whether you really have enough need or not. And I have been writing about 3D printed guns, homemade guns, guns that you make out of easily available materials for a long time. And so I've been interested in this, and and this came up in Australia, and it involves a type of semi-automatic firearm which has the nomenclature of FGC-9. You know, it's a four-letter word, F, and then gun control, 9. And it was developed by a fellow over in Europe who loved guns and loved the ability to have guns, but couldn't go through the legal process of getting guns. It's just so difficult where he lived that he developed a way using modern 3D printer technology and chemical machining, which I didn't know about until I found out through this process, whereby you can machine a chamber and rifling using a fairly simple electrical process that doesn't require a lot of equipment and not much expertise. And he made this firearm called the FGC-9. And those plans have become available on the internet. And now FGC-9s, if the 9 is for 9mm, are showing up all around the world, wherever guns are difficult to obtain because of the government. And you just need access to some relatively simple metallic shapes that are industrial and commonly available, and simple hand tools, and a 3D printer, and you print out the shapes and you put them together, and you use this chemical machining to create rifling and get the chamber dimensions correct. And these items have been tested, and they show, you know, about Glockish type accuracy, 2.5 inches at 25 yards.
Yeah.
That's acceptable pistol accuracy. And one, which was tested in Europe, was described as not particularly well-built. Said to have fired more than 2,000 rounds without a catastrophic failure. I mean, that is in the realm of some of the less expensive commercial firearms we have out there. I would say, you know, in my opinion, using that information, that the FGC-9 is on the neighborhood in performance of about like the old Tech 9 pistol. And it has advantages in that it's easier to put a suppressor on it, and it's also generally made with a stock, so that you get what is essentially a short pistol caliber carbine. Now, in Australia, they called it an assault weapon. That seems to be the nasty nomenclature du jour. You know, anything that you don't like, call it an assault weapon. Well, and if you assault somebody with it, I guess it's an assault weapon. But anyway, they found that it worked. I mean, they said that particular design is meant to use Glock-compatible magazines, and part of the design process is you can print out the magazine and follower and either make or buy a spring for the magazine. And, you know, if it's a 15-round magazine, then you have a 15-shot semi-automatic carbine. And the press in Australia just was going crazy because they said, well, this, we can't have this. We can't allow this. And in Australia, in at least one of the states of Australia, might be two now, they actually forbid you from having the computer code, the file, to print out a firearm, or even a firearm that is just a reproduction that doesn't actually shoot. It just looks like a real thing. Now, we don't allow that here, at least not yet,
right,
in the United States, because we have the First Amendment. And it says you have a right to the press and that you can publish things. And the ability, the knowledge of how to make guns is long-standing. It's been around for hundreds of years. And it's just that we have tools now that make it easier to do some of those things. You know, the electrochemical engineering I learned.
I'll tell you what.
Electrochemical.
Hold it right there. Coming up on the break. Been listening too much. Not paying attention. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. So we're talking with Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about this FGC9. Do you want to move on to the whole EPA thing? Is that a pretty fast thing we could discuss?
We could do that, but let me add a little bit about the FGC9. This is was made by a hobbyist, I think an 18-year-old young man in Australia. They thought the parts cost about $50 there. And it's what I would call a hybrid design. It uses conventional and easily commercially available steel shapes, gives strength.
Right.
And then it uses the 3D printing to create the complex shape that you need to get reliable function in a semi-automatic. And that's why I call it a hybrid. You put those two things together and you get reasonably effective modern firearms.
And now this kid is facing how many years in prison?
Well... That's a good question. They're fairly draconian. I mean, the two terms fairly and draconian don't go together that well, but they're pretty steep. He could go to prison for 10 years. But I have to say that with something like this, where he didn't sell it to any criminals, he didn't sell it to anybody else, he just made it himself, you know, he might get probation in 3 years or something like that. I don't know. They will be looking at him with a fine-tooth comb type of look. And so he faces, I believe, up to 10 years or more. But what he'll actually get, we won't know for a while.
So, is that a pretty quick one? Because we got about, five
it's
minutes left
quick,
in this. Okay, let's go ahead.
The social media, I looked at just one of the multitude of new requirements for getting a carry permit in New York. And this is extraordinary. When you look at how laws are created in the United States, this is just a bizarre example because Governor Hochul calls this extraordinary session. The legislature is out of session. She calls them back in. In a super emergency, the Supreme Court did its job and declared the New York law unconstitutional, which they have known was likely for over a year. And so she says, we got to do this right now. Makes an emergency out of it. People don't even get to read the bill until just minutes before it's brought up before a vote.
Right.
And then the majority Democrats pass it, and that's it. And it has an array of really, I think, silly and unconstitutional provisions. But the one that I focused on is this requirement that you have to provide all your social media accounts for the last 3 years so that officials who are deciding if you get a permit or not can go over the social media accounts and see if there's anything in there that they don't like. I mean, this is it's just a repeat of the good cause under a different name. And how can they expect an official to approve permits on there? They're going to be having hundreds, if not thousands, of permit applications. So an official has to go through 3 years of media account and find that you didn't make any what they consider inappropriate or nasty comments. comment in these social media accounts. Now, let's assume that the official thinks that you're a good person and you should get a permit anyway.
Right.
How are they going to go through 3 years of an account? And suppose that they don't go through the 3 years with a fine-tooth comb, and in 6 months or a year, one of the hundreds of applicants that they approve of gets into a defensive shooting and shoots somebody of a government-approved minority. They're very likely those 3 years of social media accounts and more will be all gone over by hundreds or thousands of people trying to second-guess that official to see, how did they miss this? Did you see this? He called the, you know, the new admiral a man. The new Biden admiral for, you know, whatever, healthcare, a man. Well, how did they miss that? That clearly showed he shouldn't have a firearm. He didn't have the necessary proper mindset.
Right.
And so these officials who have to approve the accounts are in a real bind. If they approve them without doing the tremendous amount of work that's called for in this new bill, they're potentially liable to have their career destroyed in the future.
Right. One thing I've read is that the Sheriff's Association are really pushing back on this because they don't have the manpower to go through all of this stuff.
Exactly correct. I mean, it would take, in my estimation, to do what they call for would take probably hundreds of hours of man hours to go through all this stuff.
Yeah.
And they have to be very careful about it because of what I said. If they miss up just a little bit, their whole career is likely to be down the drain. Who would take that type of a chance? And it makes the requirements for the permit subjective again,
yeah,
not objective. And in the Bruin decision, Clarence Thomas specifically said that the provisions have to be objective and clear. So I think this law is probably going to have, it already has, several lawsuits filed against it. I think the judge is going to say, we're going to grant an injunction that this law will not go into effect until the court case is decided. And that case may go all the way to the Supreme Court, and they may slap them down again. But it may be decided at lower level. Say, no, you guys aren't doing what the Supreme Court said. Go back to the drawing board. And I think that's a very likely possibility.
Right.
I quote in the article from a particular lawsuit filed by a particular attorney who lives in New York City. And he's a smart guy.
Hang on for me. You can tell me about this on the other side. Be right back. Talking with Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The American people are poised to reject the failed reign of Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the radical left in a momentous landslide. This is an incredible opportunity.
Former President Trump speaking at the America First Policy Institute in Washington, D.C. Tuesday. The former president making his first trip back to Washington, D.C. since his presidency. One person is dead after flash flooding Tuesday in the St. Louis area. Police say the victim was trapped in a car that was under more than 8 feet of water. Local fire and rescue say more than 70 people were rescued from flooding waters Tuesday morning. More than 9 inches of rain fell across the area. Cal Fire says the Oak Fire just west of Yosemite National Park is 26% contained. USA Radio News. Scientists and public health care workers are attending a summit on the future of COVID-19 vaccines at the White House. Acting Director of the White House Office of Science and Technology, Dr. Alronda Nelson, says the next generation of vaccines needs to be accessible to all.
These inequities will persist beyond COVID and in future pandemics unless we adequately prepare and prioritize universal access to the innovations we're designing, developing, and producing.
New home sales are hitting their lowest level since the start of the pandemic. The Commerce Department saying sales of new single-family homes fell 8% in June to an annual rate of 590,000 units. Industry experts note the drop coincides with rising mortgage rates, which topped 6% last month. The average sales price of a new home in June was just under $457,000. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guns.com Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, we were in the middle of talking about the fun stuff coming out of Kathy Hochul and the mental midgets that comprise the legislature of New York.
Right, and I have to say, the legislature just caved, in my opinion, to the governor. It was amazing to me because it was like something out of a tin pot dictator that tries to look sort of like a republic. I mean, right. Call these people back, tell them you have to pass this bill right now for something that's been looming over you for over a year. That nobody has, very few people have actually read the legislation, and then pass it and say, done. And then, of course, all the court cases start lining up. And the lawyer who filed the case that I was using, basing this article on, actually had two other points that he also claimed violated the Bruin decision. One, being that you had to get four character references. And he said, how can a constitutional right, to exercise a constitutional right, require that you get four friends that will vouch for you on something like this? We don't have any other right that requires this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the other provisions. And then the other provision, the third one that he was challenging in this case, was the requirement for 16 hours of training, of which, and 2 hours of range time. And he said because of the expense and the time required to do this, it's an extreme case. He added up all the fees and what you'd have to pay for a class and everything, and he argued that it would cost about $1,100 to meet these requirements. And he said somebody is, even if they're making the minimum wage of $15 an hour, that's just way too much time. It's not reasonable. I think he makes excellent points, and I think these same and other points will be brought up in other cases, and we're going to see what happens in the courts in New York in probably the next 2 months. I mean, the judges have to read the briefs that are sent to them. They have to give the other side of time to counter the arguments, and then they have to decide what is correct under the law. But I think 2 months, when we've been waiting 10 years and more, I would say 100 years since the case, or since the law was passed in New York, 2 months is, you know, I'd like it to be faster, but we should find out what sort of action the New York courts are taking in 2 months.
Well, you know, Hochul, they just got slapped down with something regarding COVID detention.
Yeah.
And their COVID detention law is such, I mean, this is really, this makes what they were doing in Australia sort of pale in comparison. Because in New York, if you live in New York, you can get caught up by their Department of Health. They can decide that you need to be detained and segregated for the good, for the common good. And they can go as far as deciding whether you should have a phone, whether you should have access to a computer. This might happen in your home, or they might take you out of there and put you in a facility. I mean, it's straight out of, I mean, it's East German. I mean,
oh yeah, this is tyranny right out of the old Soviet Union or current China or Cuba. It is amazing that they believe they can get away with it. Thank goodness that
they're appealing the decision.
Yes, of course they would.
Sure.
And there's a bill in Congress to try to pack the Supreme Court with four more justices so they can get their way.
Yeah, well, I don't know where that's going to go. They talking about them.
I don't think it's going to go, but I mean, that's what they are willing to do.
That's what they're willing to try. That's what they're willing to try. Their biggest problem is going to be that all of this is all these things are doing. Hochul and her AG, they're all doing this all at the same time. They're all doing this right before an election.
Yeah. do they really think these are popular moves, or do they just think they can cheat? I don't know.
Well, it's we're going to see. I mean, some of their two Republican cohorts in the House, they're going away. Liz Cheney is polling 28 points behind her person in her primary. She is trying to get the Democrats to work on her campaign for her and to vote for her. But I don't know how that's going to go, because I don't think most of them are going to. Yeah, I don't think they're going to show up.
I don't think there's enough Democrats in Wyoming to elect her.
Yeah. So
it's just hard. It is amazing, though, that she's playing, I think, to the media, which, of course, has become synonymous now with the far
Democrats.
Left.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not just any Democrats, but far left Democrats. And is there something she knows that we don't know? I mean,
no.
It's hard to believe it. Or is she just naive and kind of silly?
She's Dick Cheney's carpet-bagging daughter. That's what she is. That's all she is.
Yeah, that's a good description, I think.
Yeah, that's all she is. But, I mean, you know, I look at this stuff and I just wonder, where, you know, the end game is interesting because it's so stupid that you do want to ask, do they know something I don't know?
Right.
But all
but
of...
I think that they assume things about reality that aren't true, and that's why they're doing all the stupid stuff.
Yeah, well, they assume that... did you see Kathy Turr of, I think it's MSNBC, she did an interview where she said, you know, we're not trusted. I don't know if I'm doing more harm than good. Why don't they trust us? I mean...
yeah. I think I read about it. And, you know, it's a clueless reaction, and it shows how much in a bubble that's not well connected to reality she is in. You know, all the people around her, if I say, oh, yeah, you're wonderful, that's great. You know, this is the right thing to do. But probably somewhere around 75-80% of the country doesn't agree with her.
Yeah. The other thing, I've been looking at this term, and I think about this more and more. The Democrats like to refer to themselves as liberal Democrats. But a liberal is someone who's for liberty. So when they're using the term liberal Democrat, what are they saying about the Democratic Party if they have to append the word liberal to it? What are they for without the word liberal?
Yeah, well, when you start looking at their actual words, it doesn't make sense. I mean, their propositions don't make sense. And that's the problem. I mean, a lot of the people on the far left are very bright. By that, I mean they can create arguments that make sense if you accept their premises. It's just their premises are absurd. And so, you know, if you say 2 + 2 = 5 in order to stop racism, if you don't buy into this idea that reality is racist in the United States and has been for several hundred years, and the only way to get rid of it is to radically change the country, if you don't accept that as a premise, that doesn't make any sense.
Hang on right there. Hang on right there, if you will. We're going into the last break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find Ready Hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And I really haven't got a chance to tell you where to go. So these articles that we're talking about, these are the latest ones that Dean has published. I think two or three of them are actually on the front page. He has well over 2,000 others just like these available to you, in addition to everything else they bring to the table. And back to Mr. Weingarten. So, shall we talk about the Indiana Mall? You know, I think I actually went there in 2019 because I needed a cable to dump a bunch of video footage onto a computer.
Sure. I'd like to talk about it. It's a really excellent example of how a prepared citizen who hasn't been trained by the police or by the military can react quickly and well and stop a mass murder from having huge numbers of victims. In this case, three people other than the mass murderer were killed, and I think two more were wounded. The actions of this young man, I have his name. I'm going to say Eli Decker. Do you know if that's correct? I'm going from
Dinkin?
Memory.
Dinkin. Eli Dinkin.
Okay. Well, I'll just assume that that's right. And he's 22 years old. Now, he engaged the shooter, it appears, from a fairly reasonable distance, well within what I would say is pistol range, but it was 40 yards. Now, that's not in the article we're mentioning. I just got the details on that. And 40 yards is what a lot of pistol shooters consider to be long range. And he engaged the shooter within 15 seconds of the shooter opening fire. Now, that is a fast response.
Yeah.
The police, I believe, from what I looked at a timeline, did not enter the mall until 9 minutes after the time that the murderer was taken down. 9 minutes. A lot can go down in 9 minutes. What we know about these cases is that most of the casualties are loaded toward the front because that's when they have lots of targets. And so you get a loading, and the average comes out to be about a shot every 10 seconds over a longer time period, with most of them loaded toward the front. So he stopped this mass murder in 15 seconds. And he did it because he was there on the scene and saw and heard the first shot. Not only that, but he had his girlfriend with him, who I believe she's 19, but I'm not 100% sure on that. And he shoved her to the side and, you know, told her to get down, and there was apparently a pillar there. And he used a supported hold on a pillar, which is exactly the right thing you would do. It gives you both cover and it gives you a steadier position. And now this, I am not sure of. I've heard various reports, but it appears that he fired 10 shots and appears to be hit with 7 of those shots. And he's 22. Now, I've seen some quips on the internet, memes, as it were. One was, Governor Abbott invites the Greenwood Mall shooter to come to Texas and replace the Uvalde Police Department. And, you know, when you have 347 police that mill around for an hour doing nothing while 19 or more people are killed, you know, that's not such a funny thing. It almost sounds rational.
Right.
The Greenwood Park Mall, I had written in this, the article that's published, I've got another one coming up, that I couldn't find anything saying that they banned firearms. But it turns out that in the management company that runs the Greenwood Park Mall has a management policy of no weapons in the mall. So technically it is a gun-free zone, but under Indiana law, all they could do is ask you to leave. And if you don't leave, then you can be charged with trespass.
Right.
So it's more of a request. It's kind of like a request to wear a mask, you know, under the COVID rule. It's a request, but it doesn't really, in Indiana, have the force of law. So while this young man may have violated this technical rule, I think about 99.8% of the American people are glad that he did violate the rule. And the other thing that is somewhat uncertain, I've heard two different versions of this, is was he carrying the firearm under the constitutional carry bill that went into effect on July 1st of this year? That was only, what, 2 weeks? A little more than 2 weeks before mass murder attempted, you know, successfully killed 3 people and tried to kill many more. They predicted blood in the street if constitutional carry was passed. And the police chief, Police Chief Eisen of the Greenwood Police, said on one press conference that young hero was carrying under the constitutional carry rule. But I have heard other places saying that he had a valid carry permit from Bartholomew County, which is just south of the mall, a few miles. So that will sort itself out shortly, but at least one official is saying that it was the constitutional carry bill that allowed him to carry legally in the mall and save what was almost certainly numerous lives.
Right.
I mean, if he had been able to roam the food court and the mall unopposed, shooting people at will, I think he very likely would have killed many more people. But 15 seconds after he opens up this, I like to call him the armed Samaritan, engages him from 40 yards with a 9mm pistol and takes him down with very precise aimed pistol fire. Now, people who are enthusiasts about pistol shooting can make those shots without too much difficulty. When I was his age, I had the advantage of being in the university pistol team for 4 years already. You know, and hitting a 16-inch wide target, a man-sized silhouette at 40 yards, is not hard if you're used to competing on the national match course, especially from a supported position. So, but most people don't have the advantage of unlimited range time and unlimited ammunition supply that I had for 4 years, you know?
Yeah.
They just can't do that. This person is obviously talented, was cool, under fire, had the proper training, and I think had probably at least a mentor teaching him proper tactics and how to conduct himself in a deadly force situation. And he appears to have done everything just exactly right. I don't think you could ask for a better response. I mean, it's a very fast response, and I don't think there's any doubt that he saved lives. And we have had people, Shannon Watts, complaining about it.
Yeah.
What kind of country are we?
Yeah. We've run out of time. We'll pick this up on Friday, though. I'm sure we'll get some new stuff. Thank you for joining me today. Sorry that I've been listening too much. Dean Weingarten, check him out at amalan.com. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.